And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of the photographer Ansel Adams, born San Francisco in 1902, liked to wander in wild places around San Francisco, hiking on the dunes or exploring Lobos Creek. When he was a teenager, he went up to Yosemite, took his first photographs with a Kodak box brownie camera, went to work at a photo finishing plant so he could learn about darkrooms, and every summer traveled to Yosemite trying to take better and better pictures. Looking out at the mountains, Ansel Adams said, the silver light turned every blade of grass and every particle of sand into a luminous, metallic splendor. He wanted to take pictures that would capture every blade of grass and every particle of sand in perfect focus. He served on the board of directors of the Sierra Club for almost 40 years, let his photographs be reprinted in calendars and books. And a few years back, Congress approved the creation of Ansel Adams Wilderness, preserving more than 200,000 acres of land near Yosemite. It's the birthday of Kurt Cobain, born in Hoquiam, Washington, 1967, 3 weeks before he was to graduate from high school. Dropped out, got a job as a janitor, started playing in rock bands, eventually settled on one band, which they gave the name Nirvana. Their second album was Nevermind, 1991, which has sold more than 26 million copies. It's the birthday of Robert Altman, born Kansas City, 1925, a bomber pilot in World War II, came home from the war, had no idea what to do, started making movies. At first industrial films, and then his own movie, a teen drama called The Delinquents, and then the James Dean story, started writing and directing TV shows. It was Robert Altman who put a microphone and a camera on each of the actors in a scene, encouraged them to improvise dialogue and interrupt each other and talk over each other, and people saw that style in his movie about a group of military surgeons in the Korean War, came out in 1970, MASH. It was one of the highest-grossing movies of the year. Here's a poem for today by Diane Lockwood, entitled Linguini. It was always linguini between us, linguini with white sauce or red sauce with basil snatched from the garden, oregano rubbed between our palms, a single bay leaf adrift amidst plum tomatoes, linguini with meatballs, sausage, a side of bracioli, like lovers trying positions, we enjoyed it every way we could, artichokes, mushrooms, little neck clams, mussels and calamari, linguini twining and braiding us, each to each, linguini knew of the kisses, the smooches, the molte baci. It was never spaghetti between us, nor capellini, nor farfalla, vermicelli, pappardelle, fettuccine, percitelli, or even tagliarini. Linguini we stabbed, pitched and twirled on forks, spun round and round on silver spoons, long, smooth, and always al dente. In dark trattorias we broke crusty panera, toasted each other la dolce vita, and sipped amarone, wrapped ourselves in linguini, briskly boiled, lightly oiled, salted and lavished with sauce. Bellissimo, paradiso, bella gente. Linguini witnessed our slurping, pulling and sucking, our unraveling and raveling, chins glistening, napkins tucked like bibs in collars. Linguini stuck to lips, hips and bellies, cheeks flecked with formaggio, parmesan, romano, and shaved pecorino, strands of linguini flung around our necks like two fine silk scarves. Linguini, poem by Diane Lockwood, from What Feeds Us, published by Wind Publications, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Written and produced by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.